Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. There goes Sullivan trying to get to home. Oliver throws the ball into Berry, who tags Sullivan, who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Berry and he is out, Rein applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein bunts towards the mound. Carraway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sweeney moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sweeney scores. Miller moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Berry moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-1 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. Kerr goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Sissel for the double play. Two outs. Pat Carraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carraway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Webb goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Miller is hit by the pitch. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sweeney scores. Miller moves to third. Oliver moves to second. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry is walked intentionally. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Blue reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Warsler strikes out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a pop-up towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a pop-up towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Caraway, and towards Sissel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tate for the out. One out. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 0-for-1 in the game. Caraway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Caraway moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Caraway scores. Blue moves to second. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Russell reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-3 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russell moves to third. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Warsler. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Warsler steals second. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russell scores. Warsler scores. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-3 in the game. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Rein moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Rein scores. Webb goes all the way around to score. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Big Sweat now pitching. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Webb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Russell reaches second base with a double. Berry moves to third. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rein is hit by the pitch. Berry scores. Russell moves to third. Warsler moves to second. It's 12-4, Red Sox. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-4 in the game. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Russell scores. Warsler moves to third. Rein moves to second. It's 13-4, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Webb hits a line drive, the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Big Sweat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wet hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Warsler hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Rein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Big Swed. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.